Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Harry Palmer opens the next chapter of Office Wife.
My trial for the murder of Angela Tennant is almost over. This was the third day. The first 2 days were taken up with the testimony. Today, my counsel Aaron summed up, then the prosecutor, and finally the judge. It's no use fooling myself. It went against me. The Crown's evidence was damning. No amount of argument could have decreased the weight of their main points. And now the jury's out. They've been out more than an hour while I'm sitting here in the cell waiting. My lawyer says it's 10-1 against me, and if we lose, there'll be no sense in an appeal. So how do you think I feel here this minute? And just to make it perfect, I have a visitor. For reasons known best to herself, Marcia's here to see me. Well, Marcia?
Well, Harry?
Come to have a little gloat, eh?
No, Harry, not to gloat. Who's that man? Is he supposed to be listening to us?
That, my dear, is a courthouse warder. He's there to watch. To see you don't slip me a couple of hacksaw blades or a Luger pistol. Well, Marcia, what do you want?
Harry, your trial's gone against you. You realize that, don't you?
Maybe.
Would you like to walk out of here a free man?
If you've only come here to twist the knife, you'd better get out.
Harry, I know how you can get out of here.
How?
I've a pen and paper with me. The jury will be out for another 3 hours at least, according to the people who should know.
What are you talking about?
If you let me dictate a full account of how you tricked Jeff into the fraud, and a full account of Angela Tennant's part in it, and take it down in your own writing and then sign it, I'll get you out of the charge of murder.
I don't believe you. This is just a trick of that crawling husband of yours.
Harry, I was never so serious in my life.
How can you get me off a murder charge? You were in court. You heard the evidence. Unless the jury make up their minds that Angela committed suicide,
Make up their minds for them. I can prove that Angela did take her own life and arrange things to put you in the very position you're in. I can prove it, Palmer. Do you understand me? Prove it.
How?
Angela arranged for me to get a letter after she died, telling me everything.
Show it to me. I don't believe you. Show me the letter.
Do you think I'd be such a fool as to bring it down here with me? Where you could scream for a warder and say, searcher?
How do I know you're not lying?
I'll prove to you I'm not. When Angela stole your cigarette case from the bar at Curacia's, she distracted your attention by saying an ex-girlfriend of yours had just come in. Am I right?
Yes. Yes, that's right.
Well, how would I know if Angela hadn't told me in the letter? And the night you were quarreling, the night you were overheard, she hit you just once.
Yes. Yes, that's right, too.
Palmer, if they hang you, I won't care a tinker's benediction. I'll care less. I'm in two minds right this minute about walking out of here, burning Angela's confession and letting you dangle. Because in my opinion, you deserve to. But for Jeff's sake, for the sake of his future, I'll save your beastly hide. If and only if you start writing down and put every word down that I say. Now, don't argue. Tell me quickly. Yes, Harry? Or do I turn my back and walk out of here and never see you again? Well, what's it to be?
I could call my lawyer and tell him what you said. How would you get on then?
Much, much better than you, Palmer. When I told them you were demented and didn't know what you were talking about. Now, what's it to be? Make up your mind.
You're inviting me to jump out of the frying pan into the fire.
They'll hang you for this. For the other things, they'll at least let you live.
You want the truth about the fraud or everything?
Everything.
But listen, Marcia, I did everything I could for your uncle, and that night in my car with Angela was an accident.
Bargaining, are you? Well, about Uncle Tressler, I've never known what to believe. and it's too late to do anything for Angela Tennant. But I want a straight answer from you now, Palmer. Do you start writing, or do I leave here and destroy Angela's letter? Your only hope of living, Palmer. Well, it's one thing or the other. There's no way out for you. Now tell me this minute, which is it to be?
Where's the pen?
Well, hello, Mrs. Pilgrim. How do you do?
Inspector James, is there somewhere I can see you in absolute privacy?
Why, certainly. It won't take too long. Right through this door.
Oh, thanks.
Now, what's the trouble?
Inspector, I have here a detailed signed statement from Harry Palmer setting out every single thing about the Bendigo fraud. How he managed it, how he saddled my husband with it, what became of the money, how he collected the checks, how he paid some of the proceeds into my husband's bank, everything.
Well, Mrs. Pilgrim, that's wonderfully interesting. It should do your husband a lot of good, but why bring it to me?
Because with this, you'll be able to arrest Harry Palmer.
It can hardly have escaped your notice, my dear young woman, that Palmer is not only under arrest this minute, but waiting the verdict on a charge of murder.
Yes, but that's the whole point. I can show you that Palmer's innocent. I've a confession from Angela Tennant, saying that she poisoned herself.
No, no. Just a minute, Mrs. Pilgrim. What was that?
I can prove Angela committed suicide. I've a letter from her.
How long have you had this letter?
Oh, what does that matter?
Obstructing the course of justice always matters, Mrs. Pilgrim. How long have you had that letter?
Weeks. Since 8 days after Angela died.
This, I'm afraid, is pretty serious. You and I, young woman, had better get back to the courthouse. And just what Mr. Justice McCameron will do to you, I wouldn't like to say. Come along now.
Oh, dear.
Well, Palmer, this is it. The jury's just coming back now.
Where have you been? It's all over, you fool.
Come along, come along. That sort of talk won't get you anywhere.
All the time you were defending me from murder, Ahrens, Marcia Pilgrim had a complete confession from my victim.
What? Where is she now? You know what you're talking about, I hope.
What the jury have or haven't decided now doesn't matter a farthing. Angela took her own life and Marcia can prove it.
Listen, Palmer. This Mrs. Pilgrim stuff can wait. That's if you haven't taken leave of your senses. Right now, we have to get into court to hear the jury's verdict. So come on. Let's get a move on.
Why not? What have I got to lose now? All right, Ahrens, lead the way.
Oh, please, Inspector, please. Don't do anything until the jury have given their verdict. It won't make any difference, really. The documents at my bank, anyway.
I don't know. My duty is to go straight to Morris Ahrens and tell him new evidence has come to light.
But you still can. It only means waiting a few minutes while the jury say guilty or not guilty.
Well, all right. But it's only because I know that anything you've done to H.J. Palmer, he's richly deserved. Now, you listen to me, Mrs. Pilgrim. When the jury have given their verdict, I'll have a word with Ahrens, and he'll ask for a retrial on the grounds of new evidence. At the same time, I'll see the judge in chambers, tell him about you, and also show him that rigmarole you've just forced out of Harry Palmer. Now, you understand?
Yes, Inspector. I understand.
All right. Now, here come the jury.
By Jove! It's a million to one chance. I just thought of it.
What?
Oh, Palmer will tear his hair out by the roots. Wouldn't it be rich if he...
I'd like to know what you're laughing at, Inspector James. We'd better be quiet. Oh, look. Look, there's Palmer.
Let's keep quiet and listen. Here we go. The verdict. The perfectly immaterial verdict on Harry Jefferson Palmer is about to be pronounced. This is a situation I've never been in before, and I've been in some...
Gentlemen of the jury, have you considered your verdict?
We have, Your Honor.
How do you find the prisoner, guilty or not guilty?
We find the prisoner not guilty, Your Honor.
Not guilty? They actually found him. Oh, Inspector James, now you won't have to... will you still have to see the judge?
Not now, I won't. What an extraordinary turn-up. Palmer confessed to you when all he had to do was to shut up and he was in the clear again.
So, Inspector, now no one need ever know about Angela Tennant's letter to me.
We'll talk about that later on, young woman.
Oh, where are you going?
I'm going to execute a certain warrant I very luckily brought along with me. Stay there and watch.
This should be quite a moment in your life, Mrs. Tilbury.
And so Harry Jefferson Palmer, having been found not guilty of the charges preferred against you, you are free to leave this court. You may step down from the dock.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Your Honor, with the court's permission, I am Inspector James of the Metropolitan Police. I have here a warrant for the prisoner's rearrest on charges arising from totally new evidence that has just been brought forward. Harry Palmer, I arrest you on charges of forgery, criminal negligence, conspiracy to defraud the firm of Cressida, Bendigo and Company.
Well, it's all over now. There goes Harry Jefferson Palmer at last. At last! And this time he's convicted out of his own mouth, so that no lawyer alive could defend him. And I'm glad. Oh, everything I did was for Jeff. But he still doesn't know it. And that's all there is left for me to do. Tell him. Will this be the final thing that makes the difference to us both? Oh, it has to be.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.